Australia as I Knew It by Bob Moore. The gun shearer has gone now, like many other things. The shearing sheds are empty, and wool's no longer king. Gone now like the drover and the brummie on the plains. But we still have the scorched brown earth and droughts and soaking rains. The other language is almost gone, the things we used to say. Fair dinkum sport and ridgy didge. And hello was g'day. No, it's your shout, snakes in your pocket, he's a bonzer bloke. Bloody oath and dinky die, and can't you take a joke? No footy shorts and t-shirts, and a Cobra hat was neat. Now it's baseball caps and hoodies, and Nikes on your feet. You don't drive a Holden car, you drive a Nissan tank. The Aussie way of life is gone. You can take that to the bank. Once you could walk along the street any time without a care, bread and milk delivered to your door, the money you leave there, upon the step with empty bottles people just walk by. No way that you could do that now. You wouldn't even try. No bangers on the barbie with a great big piece of steak. Hogs even called a prawn a shrimp. The Americans duplicate. Used to say a barbie out the back, but now it's al fresco, with emu, ostrich and crocodile, and some you may not want to know. Now everything is different, but did it all go wrong? Can we say that it's just progress, and we are where we belong? Multicultural, many nations, trying to live as one. No manufacturing anymore. All of that has gone. Is it still a Western culture here, an Anglo-Celtic race? Or has it changed to something else at a slow, unnoticed pace? There's Catholics, Buddhists, Muslims. There's Anglicans and Jews. In every tier of government and controlling all the news. So we only know what we are told and pretend that we don't see what's happening to this country, because that's just not PC. So soon the lucky country may not be lucky anymore, and we'll find the life which we once knew has walked right out the door.